is called ACT Guide, and it's an online self-guided program that we created for adults living in Utah or beyond that are interested in improving their mental health and their well-being.
Dr. Michael Levin is the co-director of the ACT Research Group at Utah State University. ACT is an acronym. It stands for Acceptance and Commitment Therapy.
It's an evidence-based treatment that's been studied for several decades now, showing it's helpful for a wide range of different issues.
Dr. Levin hopes that the ACT guide will improve access to mental health services for adults around the state.
You certainly can use it while you're in therapy. But that said, I think this could be used also as a standalone for people who, for various reasons, aren't able to or aren't really at a point in their lives where they want to go in for therapy yet. Broadly, I'm always a big advocate for any ways that we can increase access to providers, because I do think that in general in Utah, we're under-resourced in terms of the availability of providers.
Efforts have been made recently to improve access to mental health care in Utah for some populations. For example, the Utah legislature is currently considering a bill that would provide millions of dollars to public schools to hire social workers and counselors, as well as to provide funding for the Safe Utah Crisis Line. However, there's still some room for improvement in some places. Universities in Utah struggle to meet the needs of their student populations. Utah State University includes mental health services in their student fees, but only a small portion of the fees goes to the counseling center, $13.96 per student per semester. Compare this to the $138 per student per semester that goes to supporting athletics.
I hope ACTGuide can give an additional resource, as well as hopefully continuing the trend of additional counselors resourced by our state to give services to our students.
For Utah Public Radio, I'm Ashley Rohde.